Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Welcome, you're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3604, and today's date is March 24th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Our Founding Fathers Warned Us About Rogue Judges, A Clean House is Very Important. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum. What we see happening right now is two very different things, and actually we can bring this back to COVID. During COVID, we saw two things happen. We saw people refuse the vaccine, and we saw people take the vaccine, and that established two separate groups. And you were able to see the difference between those people that took the vaccine and those people that were unvaccinated. And the unvaccinated, they didn't come down with all these different diseases. They were much healthier. And I do believe what we're seeing right now is pretty much the same thing when we look at the economy. We have two different things happening right now. Number one, we have the Green New Scam, which is being pushed around the world, except here in the United States. And we see countries now destroying their entire energy infrastructure. In this country, in the United States, we still have two separate groups, even though Trump now is pushing forward with moving away from the Green New Scam. We still have certain states that are still pushing the Green New Scam, pushing a lot more regulations, going after corporations. And you'll see the difference in this country, just like you're seeing the difference between the United States and the other countries around the world. And when you look at the other countries around the world, they are continually going forward with this agenda, and those countries are going to have a very, very difficult time in the end. Most of these countries, their entire manufacturing base, their entire economic system is going to completely and utterly implode on itself. And like we've been saying since the very, very beginning, one of those countries, which I do believe is the template for the entire Green New Scam, is Germany. And Germany right now, they are basically blowing up their coal plant. Now, this is a coal plant. It's 6 years old. It's very advanced. And basically, they are demolishing it. Just like the Netherlands, they went ahead and they poured concrete into their gas drilling pipes. Hans responds to all this and says, this is hilarious. Germany just decommissioned a nearly new state-of-the-art coal power plant for the sake of net zero, torching $3 billion in the process. But the best part is that they couldn't even get that right as the detonation failed. A perfect symbol of the state of Europe. And when you look at it, I do believe everything was supposed to collapse on top of each other, but it looks like the pipes pretty much fell to the side and they couldn't demolish the entire thing. But once again, what do you think is going to happen as they replace their energy with wind and solar? It's going to be a disaster in Germany. And you're going to see a lot of manufacturers start to move out of Germany, not just because of the tariffs, which they're already doing, but they're going to move out because they won't have the energy and there are certain requirements that they have to meet. They will not be able to meet those requirements for net zero. They come to this country, they set up shop in a red state. They don't have to worry about that. Plus, regulations are going to be removed. They're going to have tax incentives and they're going to have incredible energy here, actually cheap energy here. And as this country moves back to a sound money system, which this is what Trump is continually telling us, that April 2nd is Liberation Day, we are going to be liberated. If you go back to April 2nd, 1792, what happened back then? Well, we were liberated economically. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But here in this country, you could see there are companies that they can't stay in a lot of these blue states, especially with attorney generals, prosecutors going after these corporations. Plus, you know, they're still following the net zero scheme. They're still implementing a lot of regulations. Just look at California, for example. This is why a lot of companies are moving out of there. What we're seeing right now is out in Delaware, Simon Property Group says they had enough. Canada the Great put this out and said, Simon Property Group, an S&P 500 company valued at $60 billion, has announced plans to leave Delaware, citing concerns over meritless litigation and judicial interpretation without a clear statutory bias. Last year, Delaware activist Judge Kathleen McCormick allowed meritless litigation to overturn Elon Musk's compensation package, overruling Tesla's board and 80% of its shareholders. Instead, Judge McCormick ordered Tesla to pay $345 million in legal fees to attorneys representing a plaintiff who held only 9 shares of the company. In response, major corporations including Meta, Dropbox, TripAdvisor, Pershing Square, Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and others have left Delaware or announced plans to reincorporate elsewhere. Judge McCormick has extensive ties to President or former President Joe Biden, previously working at Young Conaway, a law firm among Biden's top donors, and receiving her judicial nomination from John Carney, one of Biden's closest allies. In a March 2018 email, Hunter Biden claimed to personally know every judge on the Delaware Chancery Court while threatening legal action against the Chinese business partners. Democrat lawfare leaves behind a trail of destruction for the state of Delaware. And yes, look what's happening there. She's going to end up destroying the state. And actually, Elon Musk says Kathleen McCormick's legacy will be bankrupting the state of Delaware. And that's exactly what is going to happen. And what do you think all these companies are going to move? You think they're going to move to another blue state? No, they've learned their lesson. They're going to move to the red states. And what you're going to see in this country, you're going to see the red states really start to build up. And you're going to see the blue states, they're going to have a lot of trouble. And they're going to find it very, very difficult to survive in this economic atmosphere, because once again, they're doing the opposite of what Trump and the red states are doing right now. Just like when you look out throughout Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, you're going to see those countries really start to struggle. And you know what those people of those countries are going to say? They're going to see the United States doing pretty darn well. They're going to look at the blue states going, I understand why they're not doing well, because they're following the same exact approach as the European nations. But I see the red states and I see what Trump is doing. I see something very, very different. Now, on the whole, yes, the United States is going to look pretty darn good with the tariffs and everything else. But you're going to see in certain blue states, they're going to be struggling. They're going to have a very, very difficult time. But you can see Trump, he's continuing with his plan. And he is now bringing in trillions of dollars. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, since Trump took office, a staggering $2.9 trillion in investment has flowed into the United States. UAE, $1.4 trillion. Saudi Arabia, $600 billion. Hyundai, $20 billion. Apple, $500 billion. NVIDIA, over $100 billion. SoftBank, Oracle, OpenAI, $100 billion. TSMC, $100 billion. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. CMA, CGM Group, $20 billion. Eli Lilly, $27 billion, Merck, $1 billion, GE Aerospace, $1 billion. There's a lot of investment coming into this country, which means a lot of manufacturers are going to be built, which means there's going to be a lot of jobs. And once these manufacturers set up shop, you're going to see towns and cities and states, you're going to see them do very, very well. Now, Trump, he is now pushing more tariffs. Actually, we're getting closer and closer to April 2nd. He's even going to be pushing tariffs after April 2nd. But he decided, you know something, with what's going on with Venezuela, where they're setting over the TDA gang, we're going to be tariffing anyone that does business with Venezuela. And this is what he said. President Trump announced today that the United States of America will be putting what is known as a secondary tariff on the country of Venezuela. For numerous reasons, including the fact that Venezuela has purposely and deceitfully sent to the United States undercover tens of thousands of high level and other criminals, many of whom are murderers and people of very violent nature. Among the gangs they sent to the United States is TDA, which has been given the designation of foreign terrorist organization. We are in the process of returning them to Venezuela. It is a big task. In addition, Venezuela has been very hostile to the United States and the freedoms which we espouse. Therefore, any country that purchases oil gas from Venezuela will be forced to pay a tariff or 25% to the United States on any trade they do with our country. All documentation will be signed and registered, and the tariff will take place on April 2nd, 2025. Liberation Day in America. Please let this notification serve to represent that the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and all other law enforcement agencies within our country have been so notified. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So we're going to be bringing in a lot more money. Venezuela better start taking back these gangs. And we could see that Trump now is pushing this, not just with Venezuela, but many, many other countries. Because the United States has been taking advantage of for a very, very long time. We know the central bankers, the deep state players, they've been exporting our wealth to other countries. And this has been going on for a very long time. And who's left with the bill? The people of this country. But you can see with all these tariffs, more and more companies are coming back to the U.S. or other companies that were based in their originating country. They're deciding to leave that country and come to the United States. And a lot of these companies, manufacturers, as the U.K., France, Germany, as they push the entire Green New Scam, you're going to see a lot of companies going, you know something? Maybe we should go to the U.S. They're reducing regulation. We can use fossil fuels. We need the fossil fuels to produce. And they're going back to sound money. I think we're going to have an incredible time in the U.S. Rapid Response 47 put this out and said, Rolls-Royce planning to shift production to U.S. to avoid Trump tariffs. And that should tell you everything you need to know. But I want to go back a little bit in time right now, because remember when Trump first came into office, when Obama was out there saying, yeah, how are you going to bring back all the manufacturers? It's a completely and utterly impossible. You're going to need, like a magic wand. And you don't have a magic wand. You see, he didn't understand, or he didn't want to admit to the people, which I really do believe he didn't want to do, that if we went back to the Constitution and we got rid of the Federal Reserve and we placed tariffs on other countries and we drilled for oil in this country and we sold the energy across the world, yeah, we can bring a lot of jobs back to this country, and this country would be booming. But just take a listen to what he said going all the way back to 2018.
And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
So I do believe that Trump's magic wand is tariffs, energy independence, going back to the Constitution, going back to gold and silver, going back to our roots. And I do believe that is the magic wand, because you're going to see so much come back to this country, it's going to make people's heads spin. And Trump says he'll be announcing tariffs on autos, aluminum, and pharmaceuticals in the very near future. And this is why Trump is getting investments from pharmaceutical companies. I know a lot of people don't like the pharmaceutical companies, but again, there are certain drugs that they have to make, and why not make them here instead of China? So Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, says April 2nd, tariffs will launch the External Revenue Service, and it begins. And when Trump says he's going to liberate this country, he's liberating this country from the central bankers, because they're the ones who enslaved us. And we're going back to our roots. And this is what Trump put out: April 2nd, Liberation Day in America. Now, once again, as he implements the tariffs and the External Revenue Service, the tariff income is going to rise, and it's going to rise to a certain point where it's going to meet the income from the Internal Revenue Service. And I do believe when it hits the marker, the first marker of those people making $150,000 or less, once it hits that and goes up a little bit above that, and we have that income that replaces those people that are getting taxed from $150,000 to zero, that's when the taxes on those people are going to be removed. Then as more and more income comes in from tariffs and energy sales, and we hit the next marker, then we're going to get rid of those income taxes. Let's just use an example of $500,000. Anybody making $500,000 or less, that income tax is going to disappear. It might be $250,000. We don't know the exact number, but he will let us know. But the other thing that's very interesting, since he made April 2nd Liberation Day, what happened on April 2nd? Well, April 2nd, 1792, the U.S. Coinage Act was passed by Congress, establishing the United States Mint and authorizing the production of the U.S. dollar, a foundational moment for the nation's economy. And what were we creating? Gold and silver coins. It was a cornerstone for America's economy, setting up the United States Mint and greenlighting the production of the U.S. dollar as the nation's official currency. This wasn't just about making coins. It was about asserting economic independence from Britain and stabilizing a young country drowning in a mess of foreign currencies, state-issued money, and bartering. The act, officially titled An Act, established a mint and regulated the coins of the United States, pegged the dollar to a bimetallic standard, gold and silver, with specific weights. A dollar was defined as 371.25 grains of pure silver, or 24.75 grains of pure gold, roughly matching the Spanish silver dollar value, which was already widely used. It authorized coins like the silver dollar, half dollar, and golden eagles, 10, 5, $2.50 denominations, plus smaller copper cents and half cents. The mint set up in Philadelphia, the capital, started churning out coins by 1793, with the first silver dollars appearing in 1794. This move was huge. Before 1792, the U.S. had no unified currency. Think British pounds, French currency, Spanish pieces of eight sloshing around with state banknotes that nobody trusted. the Articles of Confederation left Congress powerless to coin money effectively. So the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, gave it that authority, and the Coinage Act ran with it. Alexander Hamilton, as Treasury Secretary, pushed hard for this, seeing a national currency as key to trade, debt management, and credibility abroad. And this is when we were then hooked to the gold and silver standard, and we were creating our own currency. I do believe this is why Trump picked April 2nd, because it matches April 2nd, 1792, where we became economic independent of all these other nations that were using currencies in this country, especially the British government. So I do believe Liberation Day is about removing ourselves from a foreign currency. This is not the United States dollar. It is a Federal Reserve note, is a private corporation. It is a foreign currency in this country. And we are liberating ourselves from this foreign currency. And think about it. When they went ahead and they enacted the 1792 Act, it didn't happen overnight. It took a while for them to coin the money. So think about what Trump is doing right now. He's initiating everything. It's happening on April 2nd. The tariffs go full force. There's going to be a lot more tariffs. Yes, he might back off on some tariffs, enact other tariffs. But again, you have to see what works. And I do believe they will find a happy medium, and then they will go full force. And once he starts ramping it up, because the foundation will be built and he can place more and more tariffs on countries, you're going to see a lot of currency come into this country, which means as we increase the amount of currency coming to this country, we can wean ourselves off of the Federal Reserve, the foreign currency, because what's going to happen is we're going to transition into the United States currency. So we could see that this is already happening. Trump picked April 2nd for a specific reason, and I do believe the reason is when we became economic independent, and we're going to be becoming economic independent once again. And it's happening on April 2nd. And when we look back in history, what we're going to see is that Trump, he went ahead and he initiated the independence of this country. We became economic independent maybe in July 4th of 2026, where we're no longer dependent on the Federal Reserve. We're creating our own currency. We're back on the gold and silver standard, and we're no longer taking the wealth from the people from this country. We're getting the wealth from the outside, and this will be liberating like we've never seen before, and the people are going to be absolutely shocked and surprised of how great our economy is going to be, and all those individuals, the economists and the fake news and the D's and all these people, they're going to see it happen very, very quickly. It's going to be very, very hard to spin, very, very hard to say, I don't like this, it's not good, because think about it. Each step of the way, when energy prices come down, who's going to be out there saying, oh, I hate cheaper energy? When people see lower taxes in their income bracket, who's going to say, I want taxes? When they're going to see jobs aplentiful and they see manufacturers all over the place and you can get a job anywhere and the salary is very, very high. Why? Because we get our buying power back. Who's going to say, God, I loved it when we had that inflation. That was so great when I had like no value in my currency. Now my buying power is back and I can go and I can live an incredible life. We don't have to have two people working. I don't have to have a second job. And every step of the way, this is going to really put a lot of pressure on the deep state, the central bank, and everyone else, because how do you argue with this? They'll try, but no one's going to believe them because everyone's going to be experiencing this incredible life, this incredible economy. And Trump knows this. He knows once it takes off, he knows that there's no type of information that they could throw out there to convince people that they're having a bad time, that the economy's terrible. And think about it, Trump, when he reduces the size of government, you know what else people are going to notice? We don't need it. We don't need the government. We never needed all those departments. We never needed all these people in government. All those people in government, they're going to have to really ramp up their abilities because they're going into the private sector. And think about it. We're going to add a lot of jobs to the private sector, but all these manufacturers coming back, a lot of people, they're going to need people. And that's where all these people are going to go. Maybe some of them don't want to go there. But we're going to have a lot of jobs that are going to be created, and the economy is going to be absolutely incredible. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they now are bringing the United States, or they're trying to bring the United States, into a constitutional crisis. And they're using these rogue judges who are treasonous to this country. They are domestic terrorists, if you really look at it. And you can see that going back in time, our founding fathers, they knew and they warned us that something like this might happen. And this is why they protected the executive branch with the Constitution and all branches of government with the Constitution, because they knew there might be a branch that becomes rogue, which that branch might try to control another branch. And when we talk about having a clean house, we're not just talking about the agencies in D.C., because you have to remember, what has the deep state players done? What have Soros done? They infiltrated not just the agencies, but the judges, the federal judges around the country, the attorney generals around the country, certain individuals in state government around the country. And when we talk about a clean house, we're talking about cleaning out the United States of all of these treasonous people. That's what this is really about, because they were put into place. And once again, this is what a clean house means. It just doesn't mean, oh, let's clean out the White House of all the corruption, because then you still have the corruption in all the agencies. If you clean out all the corruption in the agencies, you still have the corruption in the federal judiciary. If you clean out the federal judiciary, then you still have the corruption in the state judiciary or state governments. So we need to clean out everything. And before you clean it out, you got to show the people, look how corrupt it is. It's not just in D.C., but it runs throughout the entire country. And that's what people are seeing right now. And there are a couple quotes from Thomas Jefferson. Let me just read this one first, and we'll read a lot more of them a little bit later. It says the following. Nothing in the Constitution has given them, the federal judges, a right to decide for the executive more than to the executive to decide for them. The opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislator and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch, which means they would be rulers with enormous amount of power. And right there, just from our founding fathers, and there's a lot more quotes, we'll be talking about that a little bit later, they knew that something like this might happen. And I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they knew that the deep state players, they were going to use, and this is just like lawfare with everything else, they were going to use the judiciary to try to stop Trump every step of the way. But once again, what do you see happening? You see the people now waking up to this. You see the Patriots using the Constitution to fight this off. And that's what's very, very important. And people of this country, they are getting a civics lesson like we've never seen before. And this is actually going to help the country in the end and help the people understand what's going on. Now, of course, yes, the fake news is you're going to try to spin it. You're going to have all these D's trying to say, no, this is unconstitutional. We're heading into a constitutional crisis. Because again, in the end, that's exactly what they want. But in the end, what this is really doing is this is going to help clean out the entire system. Because now you don't got to look for them. They're actually showing you who they are. And this was done, I do believe, on purpose. So people could see it firsthand. Just like you saw the open borders. Just like you saw Biden lie about the economy and he was actually destroying the economy. Just like you saw him pushing war out in Ukraine and the Middle East. Just like you saw all of these people lie to the people over and over and over and over. The same thing's happening right now. But what this is actually doing, this is waking up a lot more people. And a lot more people are starting to realize that we have been infiltrated. And I do believe as time goes on, as more and more people do research, they're going to figure out that, you know something? This is infiltration. It's not invasion. It's infiltration. And even with the D's continually pushing their agenda across the entire country with Elon and Doge, to many, it's not making sense. Plus, the message now is all scrambled. The D's don't even know what the true message is. Okay, you told us to get electric vehicles. We got electric vehicles. Now you're destroying the electric vehicles, but we're the ones who bought the electric vehicles and you're destroying our property. So are we going back to gas-powered cars? What's going on here? We're very confused about this. You're now protesting that Doge is removing jobs and people aren't going to be able to work. But while you attack Tesla and you go after the dealerships, you're putting those people that make the cars, their jobs in jeopardy. The message doesn't make sense. And what people are seeing is they're seeing that the individuals in government, in Congress, they're actually out there telling people to act violent. Crockett is doing this. AOC is doing this. All of these people are doing, saying, no, we must have violence. And the people that are like, wait a minute, we're the violent people? We're destroyed. You told us to get the car. Now you're telling us you're going to destroy the car, but I paid for the car. And if you destroy that, I have no car. So the message is becoming scrambled now. The D's don't even know what's going on. They're trying to figure this out. And basically what they're doing is they're hurting themselves. They're not hurting the Republican. Most Republican independents, a lot of these individuals didn't buy the electric car. They might be buying it now because they're trying to support Elon. But in the very, very beginning, who was buying the electric car? It was all the D's for the Green New Scam. All those people in California, yes, we're going to have no more fuel. We're going full electric. We got a tax credit. And now they're confused. And now people are thinking. They're like, what's going on here? See, they just woke up. They're thinking logically. It doesn't make sense. Somebody explain it to us. And I do believe this is going to continue. And as this continues, you could see the rioting group over and over and over. Actually, they're bringing their gear when they used to be on BLM. They bring that. When they used to be Free Palestine, they bring those outfits. And now that they're going after Tesla, they're bringing, you know, those signs and different outfits. But they're always carrying these outfits with them, and you could see them. And it's the same exact people over and over and over. They just change costumes every single time. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about cleaning house and what our founding fathers thought and what they believe was going to happen, which is happening today. And I do believe Trump is using this all against them. Why interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves? But let's start off with the woke Snow White right now, because that has completely and utterly bombed in the theaters. And what's very interesting, they thought this movie was going to do something like 100 million, and it barely got 43 million. And we could see that it's a complete and utter disaster. And they tried to blame the conservative audiences on this, saying, oh, look, see, you're against woke, you're against what we're trying to push here. And they tried to spin it, but it's not working this time around, because it's not just the conservatives. Everyone's realizing that the story doesn't make any sense. It's not a good story. They're trying to push a message out there, and nobody wants a message like this. And it's getting worse and worse. So are they able to spin this on social media and other places? No, they can't. So Disney, they cannot dismiss this as an intolerant reaction when its film performed below expectations with its dependable blue locations. Coupled with diminished interest in international territories, this is a sign that the product quality was the issue. Anti-woke backlash is no longer an excuse when the avoidance by audiences was across the spectrum. What Disney is facing with this performance is that it had a functionally flawed film, numerous misfires in the approach to the product, and the casting led to a result that few had an interest in. Instead of focusing on the quality of the material, the studio looked to generate a new version with contemporary virtue signaling, making a progressive spin on a classic property. The box office shows data points that indicate the woke tendency at Disney is losing proposition. Looking over its recent hits, Deadpool 3, Inside Out 2, and Moana 2 lays out the obvious facts for the executives. When you do not force feed woke content, the audience reward you with interest and ticket purchase. When you push this on the people and you try to virtue signal, and you can see it as plain as day, people are going to say, this is not something we want. So if you create a bad product, what are people going to do? They're not going to go for it. Let's see what Disney does. Let's see if they follow this path. Or let's see if the shareholders have to say, you know what? Enough is enough. We need to change things up. Because again, you can see there's a lot of corporations out there that are really getting the message. And the other thing that's really interesting is it looks like George Clooney, he is now trying to salvage his reputation, because remember, he came out during the time of Biden, Kamala, and said, oh, Biden's done. We should all vote for Kamala. And then Kamala lost. And he went on to 60 Minutes trying to salvage everything. But I don't think it's going to work. Trump, he responded to this and said, why would the now highly discredited 60 Minutes be doing a total puff piece on George Clooney, a second-rate movie star and failed political pundit? He fought hard for Sleepy Joe's election and then, right after the debate, dumped him like a dog. Later, I assume, under orders from the Obama camp, pushed all out for Kamala, only to soon realize that that was not going to work out too well. 60 Minutes even fraudulently inserted fake answers into her disastrous interview, aired just before the election day, in one of the most embarrassing and dishonest events in broadcast history. And now George Clooney again, his press agent should be making a fortune. And once again, the people, they're no longer paying attention to all these individuals, and no one is believing what these individuals are saying. They're trying to push this out there. They're trying to get people to get back on board, but I don't think it's going to work, because I think people now are seeing what's going on in this country, and those D's that are moderate or maybe lean a little more to the left. Remember, these are still working Americans. And when they see things completely and utterly falling apart, when they see that they've been lied to, and they see the economy improving now, when they see things getting better under Trump, they start to realize I've been lied to every step of the way. The borders closed. They didn't need Congress. Trump went ahead and did it. No problem. He did it in, what, a couple of weeks? Now the economy, they're telling us it's going to be bad under him. There's going to be inflation. And what you're going to see is the inflation's not going to be there. Fuel prices are going to go down. It's going to counter any of the tariffs. And as fuel prices go down, it means delivery of these items to the store. It's going to be cheaper to produce these items. It's going to be cheaper. Flights are going to be cheaper. So everything that the fake news, the D's have been saying, this is not going to play out too well. And people are going to go, you know something? Trump told the truth. And once again, the fake news lied to the people. The D's lied to the people. And those people that are thinking logically, that are on the D side, they're going to start to realize this. And I do believe this is a slow process, like everything else. Look, took 4 years for a lot of the people to get on board to make the election too big to rig. Now we need to keep the country, and we're going through the same exact process. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of D's start to wake up, because remember, we can't keep a country with only half the country. We need the people on board. We need to show them who the true enemy is. And that's what we're doing right now. We're showing these people who the true enemy is of the United States of America. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he decided to grant a full pardon to Hunter Biden's whistleblower, Devin Archer. And he was saying that he is screwed. So this is very interesting, which means since he got a pardon, he can testify. He can't plead the fifth, and he just has to tell the truth. I wonder if he's going to be used later on. Most likely, because really, think about it. Think about the auto pen. Think about all those people that think they have pardons when they really don't. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. This is going to be very, very interesting. And even if they keep the pardons, the states can still go after them. There still can be international crimes. So we need to remember that. But I do believe in the end, we're going to see that, yeah, Biden had no idea what he was doing. Actually, Biden was never president. So actually, this is all null and void. But to get the people on board and to bring them down this process, people have to see this all play out. And I do believe in the end, we're going to find out that everything that Biden has done was null and void because they overthrew the United States government. And I do believe that is the release of the JFK, RFK, MLK, Epstein files, Russian collusion, spying. All of this is going to tell an incredible story of the deep state players and how they have regime change around the world. And they actually had regime change in this country. And how were they trying to have regime change? Well, yes, they used the election system, but they also used the illegals to have regime change in this country. They did it in a way that people wouldn't really notice. I mean, think about it. Go back to 2016 when Trump ran in the election. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3,000. It was 3,000 illegals that were brought into this country. This time around, it was very, very different. Because this time around, Trump had the actual people of this country vote for him, and he won the popular vote. And remember, the deep state players, the D's, they used the popular vote because they thought the Electoral College would always go along with the popular vote, so they never had to worry about the Electoral College. But things have definitely changed now, and we know from the 2016 election, they never saw that happening, they never saw it coming, and that actually shocked them. But you can see they were bringing in these illegals to set up shop in many, many different states. So this way, they could always win elections. And what's very interesting is when you look at all these sanctuary states, you could see that they have been protecting these people. But again, people are starting to see the truth. And remember all the different mayors that were testifying in front of Congress, you know, the Boston mayor, Chicago, and the rest. Well, it looks like at this point out in Massachusetts, it seems that the illegal aliens, they are being released. When they're charged with rape, they're being released back into the public realm, and they're committing crimes again and again and again. Bill Malugan put this out and said, CBS looked into ICE Boston claims that illegal aliens charged with child rape in Massachusetts are repeatedly being released from jail with ridiculous low bail. They found that, yes, they are, including the following in recent months. Guatemalan charged with 3 counts of aggravated child rape released on $7,500 bail. Guatemalan charged with aggravated child rape, victim age 9 or below, released on $7,500 bail. ICE detainer ignored. Honduran charged with assault to rape and masked armed robbery, released on his own recognizance with zero bail. ICE detainer ignored. Worcester County and 2 illegal alien inmates charged with child rape, who both received $500 bails. Another was charged with fentanyl trafficking and released on a $4,000 bond before ICE could arrive. So yeah, this was happening. And it looks like Tom Homan, he's going to be visiting Massachusetts, Boston. He says the following, I made a promise at CPAC that I was going to go to Boston after reading about numerous illegal alien child rapists walking the streets of Boston and Massachusetts. ICE had to find and arrest these illegal alien rapists because Massachusetts and Boston are sanctuaries that refuse to cooperate with ICE. They would rather release these animals back into the community rather than honor ICE detainers or notify ICE when they are scheduled to be released. Mayor Wu later testified that I was lying. Well, I traveled to Boston last Tuesday as promised, and we kicked off a 5-day operation with ICE, FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals, and DSS. These incredible men and women arrested a total of 370 illegal aliens in Boston and surrounding areas, a majority of the 370 being significant criminals. These arrests included 6 foreign fugitives, including 4 who were wanted for murder or to serve a criminal sentence for murder, along with drug traffickers, child sexual predators, and numerous other violent public safety threats. These officers and agents made the neighborhoods of Boston and Massachusetts much safer. They risked their own safety by arresting these criminals on the streets rather than a jail. Governor Healey and Mayor Wu should be ashamed of supporting sanctuary policies, releasing public safety threats back into the public rather than working with ICE at the jails puts the public at great risk. President Trump's all of our government effort to arrest and remove the worst first is making our community safer every day. President Trump is a game changer who is keeping his promises to the American people. Much more to do, but it will be done. Thomas D. Homan, U.S. Border Czar. And you can see Tom Homan, he actually is a border czar compared to Kamala Harris, who never really visited the border. But you can see there, the other sanctuary states, they're pushing back on Tom Homan and President Trump. And we could see out in New York, Kathy Hochul says that the New York State Police will not cooperate with ICE to deport violent criminal illegal immigrants, and says counties that do cooperate are renegade. Isn't that interesting? So once again, ICE can round these people up. They don't want to assist. Don't assist. They're still going to be rounded up. And those counties that are going against the governor, they're not renegades. She is the renegade because she is breaking the law. She's harboring and protecting illegals who came into this country illegally. So they're not the renegade. She is the renegade. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, Tom Homan, border czar, says the following. We're actually using the laws on the books to enforce immigration law and secure the border, down 96% under Trump. We're not making this up. Everything that we've done is based on the statute that was acted by Congress and signed by a president. So they're not making up new laws. They're following the exact laws that are on the books to deport all of these people. So once again, other presidents, let's see, Clinton, Obama, Bush, they already put a lot of these laws into place. A lot of the D's put these laws into place. And Trump, Tom Homan, they're just following the laws. But you could see why the deep state players wanted the illegals in here. Yes, they wanted it for voting. But again, when you think of infiltration, it starts to really make sense. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, the CIA has been importing illegal migrants from specific countries, concentrating them into one state. Those illegals then vote to elect a congressperson who represents their home country. They then advocate for policies for their home country the CIA wants. Think about that for a second. Starting to make sense now? It absolutely is. But if you go back in time, Theodore Roosevelt, he had a couple of ideas on immigrants and being an American in 1907. Phil Labonte put this out and said, and this is coming from Teddy Roosevelt, in the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There could be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room but for one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people. And he is absolutely right. People with dual citizenship, no. I don't believe that we should have people in Congress that had dual citizenship because, again, this you're conflicted because if something happens with your other country, whatever country that might be, where's your loyalty lay? So once again, if you're an American, you have to be an American 100%. And I do believe that Theodore Roosevelt is completely and utterly correct in this. And actually, Elon responded and said, absolutely yes. And I do believe that's exactly what has to be. And this is why Trump is trying to remove what they put into place with the 14th Amendment, because they misinterpret this and they're trying to bring in illegals with it. And once again, he reposted this on Truth and he says the 14th Amendment right of American citizenship never had anything to do with modern day gate crashers, illegal immigrants who break the law by being in our country. It had everything to do with giving citizenship to former slaves. Our founding fathers are spinning in their graves at the idea that our country can be taken away from us. No nation in the world has anything like this. Our lawyers and judges have to be tough and protect America. And I do believe eventually what's going to happen, it's going to be ruled that, yeah, when you look back historically, when you look back at the Federalist Papers, the 14th Amendment is not what the D's have been saying, not what the news has been saying. And this is going to come to a screeching halt, just like everything else. But you can see the Patriots now, they're getting everything in order and they are cleaning house. And before we go after any type of group, we need to make sure that we have gotten rid of the sleepers, the treasonous people, those people that are going to try to stop this information from coming out. We need to have a clean house in D.C. and not only in D.C., but around this country. And Pam Bondi now, and Storm Azurai put this out, she is now given an update on the Epstein files. She says the FBI have been working around the clock at my directive, at Kash Patel's directive. Now Dan Bongino is there. He is a great asset for all of us at the FBI as well. We are releasing all of these documents as soon as we get them redacted to protect the victims of him, of all these horrific crimes that he committed. She added that there is also good news coming on the corrupt January 6th Unselect Committee. And that Unselect Committee, they must be panicking a little bit right now, because when they heard Trump saying that the pardons are null and void, they're probably like, holy crap, we used the auto pen, they found out, now we don't have the pardons. Because in the end, these people are treasonous. I mean, think about what they did. They knowingly destroyed evidence. They knowingly doctored the evidence. They knowingly tried to set up Trump. They knowingly did all this, which means they committed treason against this country. And they tried to cover it up. The cover-up always gets you. Because once you cover up the crime, it shows that you're guilty. And again, all you got to do is look at the deep state players. When they're trying to cover up anything, that's how you know they're guilty as all hell. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he puts all of his messages out on Truth. He doesn't really put it on X, maybe every once in a while on X, but his main area of communication is on Truth Social. Because again, there is no censorship, there's nothing there, and he just lays it out and tells everyone the way it is. And actually, he put out a Truth and says, Truth Social is on fire. He says, in a positive way, of course, it is my voice and the real voice of America. And if people are on Truth, they should be on Truth, because again, what does Truth give you? It gives you Trump's voice. So every time the fake news comes out with a fake story, all you got to do is go into Truth and you can find out, is it fake or is it real? What is Trump up to today? Instead of getting it from the fake news, you can go right on Truth and you can find out exactly from the source what he's doing. And I think people should probably sign up, just, you know, and there's an app, of course, just like X. X is also good. You can put that right on your phone. And this way you can compare and you can see what's going on. So I think it's a very good thing to have Truth, because it is Trump's voice. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they have called out the same exact rioters once again, which is Antifa, you know, those people that were riding in BLM, the Free Palestine people. Now they're against Tesla and against, well, always against Trump. But you can see it's the same exact people. And what's very interesting, and Amuse put this out, is that Senator Brent Taylor went to observe the Rent a Riot paid protest at Tesla. Turns out when you have to pay Democrats to protest, they bring the props from their last event. Ukrainian flags, trans flags, gay flags, upside down American flags, fat positive flags, etc. And this is what they do. They just carry this stuff around because they're not sure which event they're going to. Wait, is this the Free Palestine one? Don't worry, I got my costume for that one. Let me just take that out there. And what's very interesting, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. When you look at the protests, you could definitely tell they're paid for, because they bring a lot of signs, they leave them there, and the people just pick one, which one they want. Wall Street Apes put this out and said the Elon Musk Tesla protests are paid. Watch as these protesters pick through a pile of pre-made signs provided to them. This is all being funded by Democrat donors and activists, NGO groups. We demand investigations and accountability into the money trail. Absolutely. And you can see that most of these riots, protests, they are from groups like Indivisible. That's one of them. And they're getting funding from Soros's Open Society, NGOs. And what's very interesting, Laura Loomer put this out. She says, at many of the Tesla takedown events this weekend, organizers were passing out signs that had QR codes on them so they could recruit more people. The codes trace back to where? The Indivisible team, Indivisible, one of the main leftist groups organizing these protests. And the other thing that's really interesting that she points out is that the Chinese individual that is one of the leaders of the takedown, he's an organizer in New York, drove to his Tesla takedown protest in his Tesla. I mean, really think about this for a second. Absolutely unbelievable. And since the information is coming out that Indivisible is one of the groups that's behind this, guess what they did? Well, Natalie Winters explains. She says the Indivisible removed board members' names from its website after they got called out for organizing violent Trump Tesla protests. What are they hiding? Elon responds and says they're hiding their organizers and funders. He's absolutely right. And think about it. As Indivisible is pushing these rioters out there and they want full transparency from Doge, why are they hiding everything? Because they're not being transparent. Isn't that interesting? Now, like we said in the very, very beginning, the deep state, the D's message is becoming very, very confusing for a lot of people that are following the D's or who are D's. And they were told to purchase Teslas. They were told that we're going full electric. Elon is a good guy. He's building green machines. So they all went out and did this. And then all of a sudden, Antifa and these people are destroying their property And they're saying, but I have a Ukrainian flag on. I say I'm against Musk, but you're destroying my car. But it's my property. Elon doesn't own this. I'm making payments on it. And why are you doing this? What's the true message? Take a listen to this individual who is completely confused in what is happening right now.
Yeah, Governor Newsom, I thought you said we were all supposed to get electric vehicles. You gave us a tax credit. We're going to make the world green. Listen, that's why I got this. This vehicle does not support fascists. I have a bumper sticker that says that on the back, along with an anti-Elon Tesla Club one, one that says I got this for dog mode and a Ukrainian flag. Yet despite this, I'm going to visit my partner, Carol, to hang out. I have it in self-drive mode, which is awesome. I doze off a little bit and I wake to this. Somebody threw something at my windshield. Listen, I am on the same team as all of you, okay? All right? Resist. I can't stand that Nazi scum Musk. I want the stock to fail, but what are we doing? What are we doing? Just tell me. I'll do whatever it is. Are we getting gas vehicles now? So confusing.
And like we said before, they're destroying their own followers now. Because going back in time, it was the D's that were purchasing these vehicles. And when they destroy a Tesla, they're actually hurting their base. Absolutely unbelievable. But I think Howard Lutnick pretty much sums it all up. And he tells everyone how you know who the individual is that is laundering the money and getting the kickback. Autism Capital put this out and said, and this is from Howard Lutnick, a fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining. Anybody who has been in the payment system knows that the easiest ways to find a fraudster is to stop the payments and listen, because whoever screams is the one that's stealing. And that is absolutely true. Those who scream the loudest have the most to lose. And I think people are starting to see this. And what's very interesting, as they keep pushing the idea that, hey, we're closing the Department of Education, that means no one's going to get educated. Well, the Department of Education doesn't educate anyone. There's no teachers. They don't educate any single person. Nothing has been shut down that all these people are talking about. And when they talk about, oh, well, Elon, he's going to be looking at your personal information. Well, Richard Barris completely debunks that whole thing and says, newsflash, private consultants have access to your information all the time. It's not new. And by the way, so did the Chinese. And he's absolutely right. And by the way, Elon is a government employee. And he's having these individuals within these departments go through everything. Yes, DOGE, who are government employees, they're watching over the soldiers because they're auditing. So it doesn't even make sense in what they're doing. But again, the people of this country are with Elon. They are with DOGE. Patrick Basham put this out and said, majority supports Elon Musk, government role, and DOGE cuts. So when you look at it, support of Elon Musk influence in the federal government, 51% say yes, 45% say no. Support DOGE cuts to federal government, this is even higher, 61% say yes, 37% say no. So the people are definitely with him. And every step of the way, what is Elon doing? What is Trump doing? He's shutting down the entire money laundering system. This is why these people are so panicked. This is why they need the people out in the streets. This is why Soros needs the people on the street, because again, all the money flows to him and his organizations to push the riots. When you run out of money, these people aren't going to do what you want them to do. And you could see every step of the way, this is what Elon and team are doing. They're shutting off the payment system. The Department of Government Efficiency put this out and said, as of Friday, SBA Gov now requires date of birth collection for all direct loan applications, pauses the direct loan process for those under 18 and above 120 years old. Basic sanity checks like these are initial steps toward minimizing fraud in government payment programs. Elon responds and says, no more loans to babies or people too old to be alive, i.e. stolen Social Security numbers. And that's how they were getting the money. And you could see that, of course, the dead people weren't getting it. So others had to use the Social Security number. And this was the scam. And you could see how it was run. And it's not just the SBA loans. It was also college and everything else. So this is now being shut down, which is absolutely amazing. Now, when you look out in Canada, you can see that Trudeau, he couldn't handle Trump. So Klaus Schwab stepped in and said, listen, we're going to have to replace Trudeau. The easy days are long past. Trump, he's a tough cookie, and Trudeau's too stupid. He won't be able to fight against Trump. So we're going to have to bring in a central banker. And let's get Mark Carney. Let's get him to go up against Trump. And this is why they brought him in. And now Mark Carney is saying we're going to have snap elections on April 28th. Now, the only reason Mark Carney is going to have snap elections on the 28th of April is because he knows he's going to win. If he wasn't going to win, he would never, ever have snap elections. Just think of Zelensky, for example. Do you think Zelensky's going to say, let's do some snap elections? No, because he knows he's going to lose. He knows that he doesn't have the people. That's why he says no more elections. So out in Canada, Mark Carney has been assured that he will be the winner and there's no problem. So he went ahead with it. But again, in the end, what's going to happen, and you can see already with Canada, Canada's having a very, very difficult time. And in the end, Trump is going to show the people of Canada that their government has been lying to them from the very, very beginning, that without the U.S., Canada implodes. And the people are going to suffer over this period of time. And as people suffer, you know what happens? People go against their government. If the people go against their government, what do you think is going to happen in the end? Will they be willing to join the United States in the end? Will they become the 51st state in the end? Maybe, maybe not. But let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the deep state players, they're definitely trying to push war in every part of the world. And the latest story is that North Korea is using its support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine to test weapons that it could deploy against the South in a future conflict. So they're already trying to say that's why North Korea is in Ukraine. But again, we've heard from many, many individuals saying that no, North Korea is really not there at all. But you could see that most of this information is coming from anonymous sources saying that they are there. So I do believe this is probably a story to convince people that North Korea has these dangerous weapons. They're testing them out. And eventually what's going to happen is they're going to be used if something happens between South Korea and North Korea. And I do believe this is what the deep state is trying to do. They're going to try to start a war in this area. But again, who knows Rocket Man? Trump does. So I don't think this is going to work the way they think it's going to work, because Trump, he's shutting down everything that they were trying to do. It might be going very, very slowly, but in the end, I do believe Trump has the upper hand. And I do believe all this push, all this talk and the push to start a war, Trump is putting out the flames one at a time. And every time they light the flame up, Trump is putting it out. And it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. But Emmanuel Fabian put this out and said, Defense Minister Israel Katz confirms the IDF successfully eliminated senior Hamas official Ismail Barhum in a strike on Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis this evening. Katz hails the IDF and Shin Bet for the strike on Barhum, who he says was the new Hamas prime minister in Gaza, who replaced Issam Dalias, the previous prime minister who was eliminated a few days ago. The defense minister says the ongoing offensive against Hamas is expanding and vows that Israel will continue its strikes until the hostages are released. And Israel is reportedly discussing a complete Gaza takeover with U.S. officials. And it looks like we have the Israeli officials meeting with Mike Waltz and other U.S. diplomats this week, where they're going to be talking about taking over Gaza. And remember, Gaza was created by the deep state, by Iran, which is part of the deep state, and they funded these terrorists to be in this location. Remember, the deep state players, they love war. They love funding both sides. They like to keep the wars going. Eliminates a lot of people and allows the central bankers to make a lot of money. But in the end, I do believe Trump, he's going to be shutting all of this down. Now, Iran, they say they're open to indirect nuclear talks with the U.S. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out. And I do believe as Trump continually puts the pressure on Iran and with their proxies, I think in the end, Iran is going to want to talk to the U.S. And Trump, he let everyone know that he's also made the rare earths deal with Ukraine, and it's been reached, and it will be signed shortly. So let's see how this all plays out. It looks like Trump now is making the deals, and it looks like we're now going to be ushering in peace, which doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to try to push war. And the only way they'll have the ability to push war is with some type of false flag. So that's something that we should look out for, because, again, we know the deep state players, they're not just going to sit by idly. They're going to push everything that they have. And you know what else people are starting to realize since RFK Jr. came into HHS? They're starting to realize now that our entire health system is a complete and utter mess. The food that had been approved is just full of chemicals. The vaccines that were used during COVID, it is a bioweapon. And people are starting to realize that Obamacare that was pushed way, way back, it was a complete and utter disaster. And Obama tried to convince everyone that this was going to be incredible. But what did we see? We saw all of exchanges pretty much go bankrupt. He put a penalty on the people. If you didn't accept what I was giving you through the government, you were taxed, which is taxing people without representation. Trump got rid of that part of it, the penalty. And years later, since 2008, what have we seen? We've seen that everything that he talked about didn't come true. Dan Choi, MD, says, one of my biggest regrets was voting for President Obama in 2008 as a medical student and celebrating the passage of the ACA. Little did I know the carnage it would wreak on the medical profession and my future patients. I had no idea then that the ACA was written to strip physicians of their autonomy, boost insurer profits, and drive healthcare consolidation and results. 15 years later is a more expensive healthcare system with less competition, resulting in lower quality, less efficient care, and for patients. Coverage is not care. And when you look, going back in time, when you look back in time and you look at the Affordable Care Act, when it was signed into law, and then when you look at 2014, just 4 years later, you could see that the cost of healthcare continually went up. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. By a lot, compared to the trajectory of where healthcare was going to be. Sean Davis responded to this and said, Obamacare destroyed affordable insurance and healthcare quality, but made a lot of awful insurance companies obscenely wealthy, which was the whole point. And they wanted the autonomy of doctors taken away. They didn't want people to have care. They wanted people to be sick all the time because this was their agenda. And I think it's becoming very, very clear that this was their agenda because look at the food, look at COVID. What was their main agenda? Keep people sick, get them to die. And what's very interesting, if we go back a little bit in time, back to COVID, when they were giving children these injections, the bioweapon, without the parents' consent, well, it looks like there was a court case that was ruled against those people that did this. North Carolina justices decide family can sue over unwanted COVID-19 shot. So a North Carolina Supreme Court ruled that a mother and her 14-year-old son can sue a public school and doctors group for giving them the jab without consent. He said no. His mom wasn't reached. They stuck him anyway. And now the court says that you don't get immunity for violating constitutional rights. This is massive. The same system that screamed, follow the science, is now facing accountability for steamrolling personal and parental rights. For years, they hid behind emergency laws and federal shields. But those shields are cracking. And they absolutely are. And the other thing that's very interesting is that RFK Jr., he is now looking to ban pharmaceutical advertisements on television. And once again, I don't know if people should be going to their doctor by saying, you know something, I saw this drug on TV and I would like you to give me this drug. Because again, the doctor should make the determination of what drugs should be given to their patients if they actually need the drugs. And the question is, should we actually have these type of ads on TV when they're pushing this on the people and the people are looking at it saying, oh, this sounds great. It's a great commercial. And yes, they list all the side effects. But again, it's the people then going to the doctors, telling the doctors, I saw it on TV. I would like this. Now, again, the doctors, they might say, yeah, because they get a commission on it. And I think this is how this whole thing was done. Advertise to the consumer, show them these ridiculous ads of people going around. They're not even taking the injection. Yeah, list the side effects really quickly, but who cares about that? And have these people go into the doctor and say, give me this drug. And this way the doctor says, well, they told me they wanted it. I'm going to give it to them. Oh, look, I made a commission on it because they get commission on these drugs. But let's see how this all plays out. Let's see what happens. And I know people are going to come up and say, well, it's the First Amendment right and things like that. But again, this goes back to the medical community, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we know is that when Bernie Sanders and AOC had their rally, basically it's the same people that they use for, you know, all the riots and all the protests and everything like that. So they just continually use them over and over and over. And actually, Elon basically confirms this and he says, the Dems just move around the same group of paid protesters. And he's absolutely right. And how do we know this? Well, we know it from the GPS data. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. And we've seen this over and over and over. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump now, he is moving Elena Haba. She is now going to become the U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And he's moving the other individual out of that position and making him an ambassador of another country. And I do believe most likely they need Elena there to go through what's been happening in New Jersey and most likely there's a lot of crime and a lot of things that are there. And I do believe she's going to flush all this out. But again, she's the interim U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey. She will no longer be the counselor to the president. This is what Trump put out. It is with great pleasure that I am announcing Alina Habba, who is currently serving as counselor to the president and has represented me for a long time, will be our interim U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, her home state, effective immediately. Alina will lead with same diligence and conviction that has defined her career, and she will fight tirelessly to secure a legal system that is both fair and just for the wonderful people of New Jersey. Additionally, John Giordano, who has done a terrific job as the interim U.S. attorney in New Jersey, will now be nominated as the new ambassador to Namibia. Congratulations to Alina and John. And let's see what Alina does in New Jersey. This should be very, very interesting. Just like it's very, very interesting in what is happening with all these rogue judges who are being pushed to take control over the executive branch, which is treason against this country and actually violates the Constitution. But again, the deep state players, they don't care if they violate the Constitution because, again, they are protecting their criminal syndicate system. And that's what this is all about. And on the other side, Trump is now showing the people why we have to clean house in this country and who the treasonous people really are. They're being exposed every step of the way. Julie Kelly put this out and said, yesterday, Biden appointee Giacobbe granted Norm Eisen, Mark Zaid, request for expedited discovery in their lawsuit against Trump admin over inquiry of FBI employees who worked on the January 6th cases. So another judge now decides these partisan lawfare thugs are entitled to info about the internal workings of the White House and the DOJ. I mean, really think about that. They're entitled to the inner workings of the executive branch? Does that make any sense? No, which means you could see their true motivation. They're trying to take control over the executive branch. Insurrection Barbie put this out and Trump retruthed it. And she says the following. In a speech on given to law students on January 24, 2023, Judge Boasberg, who heard many January 6th cases, openly admitted that he didn't think harsh enough laws existed on the books to punish J6 defendants. He stated, a lot of law still to be made. Matching the defendants' alleged crimes to statutes is one challenge, and there were no statutes that were written that said it is criminal offense to storm the Capitol and interfere with the counting of certification of the Electoral College after the presidential election. He also specifically stated that the people pled to crimes that were not harsh enough. For instance, he said people had pled to misdemeanors of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, which was meant to cover people yelling and disrupting Congress, not for the crime of storming the Capitol. He openly discussed his bias towards these defendants when speaking to future lawyers. He thought people should have been treated differently because it was J6. If you don't want us to drag these people, maybe they should learn to hide their bias. Trump responded to her and said, but he doesn't mind if criminals come into our country. He is a constitutional disaster, DJT. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting is that this entire case with TDA wasn't even assigned to him. John Doe says, do we know why the Alien Enemies case wasn't assigned to Judge Contreras? It was filed on Saturday, March 15th. And when you look at the emergency assignments, it says March 15th to the 16th, Judge Rudolph Contreras. Why was it signed to Boasberg? Mike Davis responded and said, apparently, Judge Boasberg really, really wanted this case. Isn't that interesting? It absolutely is. But you could see the people that are behind all of this that have been pushing this. And yes, it's Obama and there are other organizations. Remember, it's not just one person. Most likely, they all got together to create this plan. Julie Kelly says, as John Solomon reports revealed, Boasberg was named a fellow of the Rodell Institute. Following the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Rodell Foundation and the Aspen Institute agreed to spin off the Rodell program to create a new independent nonprofit organization. The Rodell Institute, in order to expand the Rodell program's work, it was founded in 2005 by former Rep. Mickey Edwards, who has filed numerous amicus briefs in Trump's related litigation to oppose the president. One of Riddell's major donors is this organization. The far left-wing group posted a game plan on how to fight the president's executive orders. And this is MJ Murdoch, Resources for Navigating Recent Executive Orders. And there are many other organizations that are all part of this. And they were planning on going up against Trump and his executive orders. And Mike Davis, he points out that there is a fatal flaw with Boasberg's order. What is his order? Kyle Cheney explains. Judge Boasberg rejects Trump administration call to rescind his restraining order, saying the Venezuela marked for deportation under Aliens Any Act are likely to win because they are entitled to individual hearings due process. Mike Davis responded to this and said the following. Here is the fatal flaw with the D.C. Obama judge Jeb Boasberg's order. Even if these designated foreign terrorists are entitled to individual court review before their deportation, which is disputed, the D.C. court is not the proper court. Judge Boasberg did not and does not have the power to do what he is purportedly doing. For this reason alone, everything he is doing is lawless, but is much worse. It is also dangerous. Boasberg ran to his courtroom to hold a Saturday hearing, even though he was not even serving as the emergency judge that weekend. How did he get the case? He publicly exposed an ongoing U.S. military intelligence and law enforcement operation with an American ally dealing with the most vicious terrorist, TDA, and an internal gang member, MS-13, in the Western Hemisphere. That public exposure put American and allied lives in grave danger. Suddenly, Boasberg even ordered the president to turn around the planes full of terrorists over the Gulf of America without knowing the fuel levels, the security footprint back in America, or other crucial operational details. We saw the enormous security footprint in El Salvador. Why would we have had the same footprint in America? As who could have ever imagined an activist D.C. judge could or would order the president to return planes full of terrorists? And not completing the mission would have humiliated and politically damaged El Salvador's president, who had hundreds of military, law enforcement, and other officials awaiting, who took a significant political and personal risk by agreeing to take these terrorists. Boasberg's Saturday hearing and order crossed the red line, but Boasberg is doubling down by demanding details about the military operation to which he is not entitled. Judge Boasberg says he has a security clearance, but he definitely does not have the need to know. And allowing judges to meddle in military operations like this is dangerous and unacceptable. Foreign leaders are less likely to work with the president if they fear an activist American judge may disclose their secrets. This harms the president's ability to conduct foreign policy and his constitutional duty to keep us safe. The president has a constitutional duty as the chief executive officer and commander-in-chief to conduct international affairs, repeal foreign invasion, and protect American lives. The president has a constitutional duty to ignore any clearly unlawful court order that imminently endangers American lives, like Judge Boasberg's orders. Judge Boasberg is refusing to back down, so the House must move forward with impeachment proceedings for his lawless and dangerous sabotage of the president's core Article 2 powers. And that's absolutely true. And Trump, he responded to this, and he's pointing to just the news article that says, judge who blocked Trump deportation took junket to event with anti-Trump speakers. Trump responded to this and says, this judge is almost as conflicted, actually not even close, as the judge whose daughter made millions of dollars representing Biden Harris against me, while her father presided over a fake case against me and refused to recuse himself. He should be disbarred. Crooked Alvin Bragg was the DA in the case. They put me under a gag order so that I could not talk about it. Miscarriage of justice. And that's exactly what the people of this country are seeing right now. It's a miscarriage of justice. Actually, let's take it a step further. It's treasonous. And these individuals are domestic terrorists. Stephen Miller says, we are now up to roughly 30 injunctions in the last 8 weeks, on top of 64 in term one. Chad Mizell said, this week we are giving the Supreme Court another chance to reverse many of these injunctions. Time for the court to act to stop lawless injunctions. Let's see what the Supreme Court justice does. Let's see what they do. It's either they act or we the people act. And our founding fathers, they warned about this going back in time. Old Gen X conservative dinosaur put this out and said, Thomas Jefferson's warnings on the federal judiciary. Jefferson said the following: nothing in the Constitution has given them, the federal judges, a right to decide for the executive, more than to the executive to decide for them. The opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislator and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Then in September 11, 1804, Jefferson says the following: you seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have, with others, the same passions for party, for power, and the privilege of their core. Their power is the more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with the corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots. It has more wisely made all the departments co-equal and co-sovereign within themselves. Then in September 28, 1820, he said, the germ of dissolution of our federal government is in the constitution of the federal judiciary, an irresponsible body working like gravity by night and day, gaining a little today and a little tomorrow, and advancing its noiseless step like a thief over the field of jurisdiction until all shall be usurped. Then in August 18, 1821, he said the following: at the establishment of our Constitution, the judiciary bodies were supposed to be the most helpless and harmless members of the government. Experience, however, soon showed in what way they were to become the most dangerous, that the insufficiency of the means provided for the removal gave them a freehold and irresponsibility in office, that their decisions, seeming to concern individual suitors only, passed silent and unheeded by the public at large, that these decisions nevertheless became law by precedent, sapping by little and little the foundations of the Constitution, and working its change by construction before anyone has perceived that the invisible and helpless worm has been busily employed in consuming its substance. In truth, man is not made to be trusted for life if secured against all liability to account. And then he said this in October 31st, 1823. In 1789, Thomas Jefferson warned that the judiciary, if given too much power, might ruin our republic and destroy our rights. The new Constitution has secured these individual rights in the executive and legislative departments, but not in the judiciary. It should have established trials by the people themselves, that is to say, by jury. The judiciary of the United States is the subtle core of sappers and miners constantly working underground to undermine the foundations of our confederated fabric. And you could see the founding fathers, they knew what was going to happen. And we see it happening today. It happened in the past. And this is why they enacted certain laws to shut down the judiciary. And once again, the judiciary and the executive branch, they're supposed to handle their own business unless there's an actual law that is broken. But again, you can see this has nothing to do with laws. This is about taking control and wanting to know how the executive branch is carrying out its day-to-day business. This is very, very different. And what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now, they're exposing the actual deep state system. And this is what has to be cleaned out. And this is what Congress has to do. Can we rein them in? No, I think we need to remove them at this point, either the Supreme Court or we have Congress do it. And remember, Trump, he put this out: April 2nd is Liberation Day in America. And yes, this has to do with the tariffs. This has to do with going back to the gold standard. This is the April 2nd, 1792 Coinage Act. But actually, when you look at this post, It was put out at 11:26 in the morning. And what's very interesting about that is that this refers to post 11:26, April 11, 2018. And down below it says, a clean house is very, very important. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are now letting us know that with all that you're seeing, we have to clean out everything, not just the agencies in D.C., but everywhere, because the infiltration was everywhere. And that is why all of this is being exposed. And in the end, what's going to happen? We are going to clean house. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th-ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.